Hello and welcome to our Faith Talks by CoChurch. My name is Bevan and it is such a pleasure to be connecting with you today. The whole point of these Faith Talks is really just to give you some food for thought, some insights, some biblical teaching that really helps you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. The best way that you can process these talks is with other people. We don't want these to be just a presentation. We want them to be a conversation. We want you to process, to ask questions, to share your insights as well. So the best thing you can do is just invite two or three other people to join you while you view this talk. Set up a Zoom call, share your screen, watch the talk, and then have a conversation and pray together. We really hope that these talks are helpful, and hopefully we're going to see you soon again. I hate running, straight up, hate it. But at the same time, here's the crazy thing, I love it. I haven't been running for very long, but every time that I go for a run, I ask the same question. Is this going to get easier? I was listening to an interview with Jim Collins. He is a prolific author, very highly esteemed in the business world and in leadership. And he was actually talking about the difficulty of writing, but he used this analogy. He said, writing is like running. It never gets easier. You just get better. You just get better. I think about life right now, and I'm asking that same question. Is life going to get any easier? And perhaps it's not. But you and I can get better. When I think about getting better for myself, I go straight to my relationship with Jesus. If my relationship with Jesus is active, if it's constant, if there is sincerity and authenticity, in other words, if there's a real closeness and intimacy, I know that I am better. And when I speak about being better in that context of life, I'm speaking about being better in character, being better in my soul, better emotionally, or better in the sense of health and wholeness and healing. Things like being more joyful and content. Like running, you and I will face times of difficulty, and running is difficult, for me at least, but we can get better. When I think about running and the year ahead, you know, runners typically have goals. My goal when it comes to running essentially is this: to run further in a faster time. I also have an objective when it comes to my relationship with Jesus. You could call it a goal. And that goal is simply this: to grow in loving union with Jesus, and for that love to be evidenced in people around me. To express the love that I've received from God by way of Christ in a way that people can look at my life and see that love in its authenticity. Now, I would know in running, there is one key component to getting better. And it's the same in my relationship with Jesus, in your relationship with Jesus. It's finding a rhythm. Rhythm is essential to getting better in running and in our relationship with Christ. Have you got a rhythm for your life? Everything of creation has a rhythm. There is the rhythm of life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says it like this: there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. Rhythms come right down to our physical makeup. Have you ever heard of circadian rhythms? Circadian rhythms are 24-hour cycles that are a part of our body's internal clock. They run in the background, carrying out essential functions and processes. The most well-known rhythm in our body is the sleep-wake cycle. Different systems follow different rhythms, but they're synchronized with the master clock of our brain. The master clock is directly influenced, in other words, it's intertwined or connected with environmental cues such as light. It's why our sleep-wake cycle, our circadian rhythm, is tied to day and night. Research is suggesting that circadian rhythms play an integral part in both physical and mental health. Circadian rhythms work by helping make sure that the body's processes are optimized at various points during a 24-hour cycle. When the rhythm is off, it means the body's systems are not functioning at their best. When the rhythms are off. Just recently, I was chatting with somebody that I know, and what I didn't know was that this person had, quite a few years ago, had a real struggle with addiction and substance abuse. They came through that, but just recently, straight out of their profession, they said that because their rhythm in faith had taken a hit during this pandemic, they had found themselves straying away from the healthy attributes of their faith and life rhythm, and had unfortunately fallen back into a detrimental cycle. More substance abuse, more drug addiction. The good news is that this person is on their way back to full recovery, but it just speaks so significantly to the importance of finding healthy rhythms. Life is full of rhythms. Have you settled into a rhythm? You know, we know, like, this pandemic, it's up, it's down, it's we're doing one thing here and then the next thing we're having to change. And so inevitably, rhythms have taken a knock, particularly in context of church and the rhythm of being able to gather and physically be present with people. And that has changed. But it doesn't necessarily need to alter our settled personal and real rhythms of faith and life. There is a biblical rhythm. There is a God rhythm. In Exodus, it's the book about God working through Moses to really see the people of God, the early people of God, being set free. They were held captive. They were oppressed for generations, for hundreds of years, in Egypt, and God was now leading them into a new state or a new time in their life. And what we would find in Exodus chapter 12, one of the very early instructions of God to the people of God at the time was to make an adjustment around the rhythms of their life. See, up until that point, because they had grown up in an Egyptian society, the Egyptian society was far more modeled around the sun. Then God would say to them, as they had come out of that state, by way of adjusting their rhythm, in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, 'This month,'" it was a new month, "'this month is to now be your first month, the first month of your year.'" And then he goes on to spell out a new rhythm for the people of God. And that rhythm, it was actually broken up into daily, weekly, seasonal, annual, and then even along the lines of seven-year cycles. So there is a God rhythm. And if you think about it, God is the one who created us. He's the one who knows what is best for us. Understanding, like in running, in our life and in our following of Jesus, a rhythm is so essential for health to be in our lives, for our bodies, for our spiritual life to be at an optimal state. Settling into a healthy rhythm is essential. You know, we are at the beginning of a 12-month cycle. There is still time to settle into a rhythm, a healthy rhythm of faith and following God. Especially when life might not look like it's going to get any easier, we can hold on to hope that in Christ we can get better. Better in contentment, better in joy, better in gratitude, better in our character, better in our soul. And from that place, because of rhythm, healthy rhythm, we can navigate what comes against us in this time. And so over the next little while, we're going to be talking more specifically about rhythms. Next week, I want to hone in on more specifically about speaking about daily rhythms. But let me leave this with you. If you are gathered with two or three other people, I really want to encourage you to ask some questions and to have a conversation around this concept of rhythms. Ask yourself things like, do you currently have a rhythm? And if not, what's stopping you? What's hindering you from having a healthy rhythm? Is it even possible in the times in which we live to have that rhythm? Can you remember the last time in your life when you felt like you had a great rhythm? And then ask yourself, why? What was it about that time? And share it with people and talk around instilling something that is positive. I want to ask you to complete a practice for this week, something practical to now instill when it comes to these rhythms of life. Just set aside time and be intentional about mapping out a rhythm for your life. Be realistic with it, okay? There's no point in setting unrealistic, unachievable goals. Start small. Start realistic. But start by way of purpose and intent. And then I would love to pray with you. Father, we just look to you for wisdom. We look to you to make the right decisions for the right time and to set about a rhythm that produces health in our lives, a rhythm of faith, a rhythm of life, a rhythm that follows you in all things. Thanks so much for connecting, and we hope you have a great conversation around this. Practice a rhythm for the week ahead, and we'll see you next week for another Faith Talk. Thanks again for connecting to our talk. Please take a moment and visit our website. All of our talks, podcasts, content is going to be online as well. You can visit www.co-church.org. And if you want to contact me directly, if you have any questions, if you want to find out anything, please, I would love to hear from you. My email address is bevan@co-church.org. Hopefully, we're going to see you soon again for another Faith Talk.